Introduction. Afoot and lighthearted, I take to the open road. Healthy, free, the world before me. Walt Whitman. Hello, my name is, well, depends. If you knew me as a kid, I was bright. Before college, I was Tasso. During, I'm probably Sunny. And if you happen to know me now, I'm just crazy. It's funny how labels can follow you, influence you for the better, or trap you in a box of unwanted expectations, keeping you there for as long as you're willing to believe the lie. I'm a naturally reclusive dude. Could have easily hid away from the world and ceased all communication, but that would have been too easy. And that's not what I want. I want what's difficult. Meaning, I want to get to know you. And not just the good, but the bad too. And then, I want to love you anyway. I want folks to prove me wrong about what appears to be this depravity that plagues our human condition. I want them to show me that God is real by the way we treat each other. I want strangers to show kindness and lovers to show love. Basically, I want a restoration of collective decency and an elevation of the norm to reflect the truths we hold self-evident. I want a lot of things, I guess. But now I realize what I have really wanted this whole time was myself. My real self. Buried under false expectations and half-baked relations to finally show his face. And I think he's breaking free. So, I'm here to give an account of my life to date. A timestamp of sorts to help me remember who I was while remaining true to who I'm becoming. You don't have to proceed. But if you do, I hope you can get something from it. And if not, well, sorry. I am currently sitting in an unfamiliar room with a relatively uninspiring story, so the goal is not to entertain you. The goal is to heal. This is for me. I landed in Brighton, England, October 4th of 2019. Moved out on a whim and without a plan. And I'll be fresh out of cash in about a month, so there's a valid argument that I should be doing something else with my time other than finishing a book that won't sell. But I'm not. Because I believe in miracles. If you're listening to this, then it means at some level you do too. Perhaps you maintain that I'm a sane human being. Or our friendship compelled you to check it out. Or maybe you don't like me at all. You're just simply curious. Whatever the reason, you are here. And I don't believe in coincidences. Which means that you right now are hearing these words for a reason. So fair warning. Unless you put this audiobook down right now, I will ensue to share with you my unadulterated truths, and it will be because our universe willed it to occur. Take from that what you may. Because money is temporary, and knowledge is fleeting. But wisdom, to me, is the true essence of power. So in order to better inform myself of how to move henceforth on this plane of reality, I've decided to clarify the narrative. Map it, calibrate it, then move forward. Can't find your how or your what if you don't first discover your why. So that's what I'm trying to do. Find my why. Shout out to Simon Sinek. Anyway, here it goes. My story. Warts and all. Enjoy.